coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. He says there are diverse tests, all kinds of tests, trials, tribulations. He says count it all joy. Maintain your joy in those situations. Somebody said, but it's very hard to do so. It is not hard to do so. It is natural for a child of God to be able to do so. When you submit your mind to the Word. Practicing God's Word is natural for a child of God. Come on here. God knows you. And when God tells you to do anything, it means you're perfectly fashioned to be able to do it. Why would God tell you to do something and you say it's hard? It's only someone who is not a child of God that cannot do the Word of God. We are called Word doers. He says, be ye doers of the Word. He didn't call us to obey the Word. He said to do the Word. We are not trying to obey the Word. We do it. We live it out. Because the Word of God has taken up residence in our spirits. We are born of the Word of God. We are the very offspring of the Word. So whatever the Word of God tells us to do, we are able to do because it is our life. Say this, the Word of God is my life.
The Word of God is my life.
I was born of the Word.
I was born of the Word.
And when I hear the Word,
when I hear the Word,
I receive it with my spirit.
I receive it with my spirit.
And I function accordingly.
Because I have the nature
of the Word of God.
I am one
with the Word. Oh, come on, that's it. That's it. You see, let's take another step forward. You still with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. My. All right, let's look at something here. The book of Joshua. Joshua chapter number 1. You in Joshua chapter 1? All right, let me read some to you from verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' servant or minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. He says, take them to the land that I'm giving to them. God tells Joshua after the death of Moses. All right? Now, Joshua's the new man. He's the new leader. Watch this. This is beautiful. Verse 3. How easy could this be? God said this. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Kai! As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Man, oh my. Way back in 1980, that's what God said to me. He told me that. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Wow. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And with that, how could I ever be afraid? Never. Praise God. Verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shalt thou divide for, I like this, shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, look, God says, I've given you a land and I want you to go possess it. Be strong and very courageous. God will not tell you to be strong and very courageous if he doesn't know there's something there that you'll be strong about. Do you understand? So he knew there was something there. So God says, all I want you to have is strength of heart and courage. Only be thou strong, verse 7, and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Oh! For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. It says, be strong and of a good courage. Neither be thou dismayed. In other words, if things go down, don't be dismayed. Don't say, why me? That's what he's saying. He says, be courageous. Be strong. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Because you may be surrounded on every side. Things may seem to be going down on every side. He said, don't look around and say, oh God. Oh. He said, don't be afraid. And don't be dismayed.
Oh God, I didn't bargain for this. I didn't bargain for this. What do you mean?
Say, I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
And I will never be dismayed. Hallelujah. Now, this is beautiful. Okay. You know the story. You know the story. You remember they had been afraid when Moses had sent 12 spies to go to spy out the land of Canaan. Whether indeed it flowed with milk and honey, they came back and said, truly, truly, truly. Like Buchi would say, truly, Lily, truly. Well, truly, truly, it flowed with milk and honey, they said. But then they said, there's only one thing Moses didn't tell us about and we saw there. There are giants there. The sons of Anak are there. And when we saw them, we were as grasshoppers. They were as giants and we were as grasshoppers before them. And so were we in our own eyes. We saw ourselves as grasshoppers. They saw us as grasshoppers. We saw ourselves as grasshoppers. And you know, grasshoppers never move in a consistent direction. until they apply the law of flight. Until they fly, they have no consistency. The grasshopper wants to go to that place. He's not sure when he jumps. He doesn't know where he will land. He wants to go there. That's how grasshoppers move. He said there were giants there. We cannot take it. The land flows with milk and honey, but we cannot take it. Why? He said there are giants. And the people wept bitterly. Two men stood out, Joshua and Caleb. This same Joshua and Caleb, they stood out and said, hold on, brethren. God promised us that land. And if the Lord be with us, he said, the giants are bread for us. He said, we will eat them up. They are bread. They are bread. Only two men out of the 12. The other 10 said, we cannot go. We saw the giants there. Haven't you heard of the sons of Anak? Huh? We were as grasshoppers before them. Giants. And they are strong. They are very strong. Look at us. Let's not go. It flows with milk and honey. Sure. God said so. And we saw it. They said, we indeed saw it. But we cannot take it. That is like looking at your health. And sickness attacks. You find a giant in your body. Between what God says and where you are. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, how to take possession of what belongs to you.
Hallelujah. How can I go through this diabetes to enjoy my health? How can I go through this cancer? Because it's the giant of cancer. How can I? You may hear testimonies from different places. Like you're hearing Joshua and Caleb saying their own, said that, don't mind the two of them. Please, everybody knows his own trouble. My faith is not as much as the faith of Caleb. No. 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 What stands in your way? Let's look at Caleb. Can we see Caleb? Turn to chapter 14, the book of Joshua. You know, when Joshua and Caleb stood their ground and stood out of those 12, distinguished themselves in faith, God said, all right, the land that Caleb has seen will belong to him. Give it to him. With the giants. God doesn't give you free land. The land he gives to you is full of giants. And that is the exciting part of life, brother. A life of endless testimonies. Are you hearing me? Don't expect that when God gives you something, say, I actually went there. I didn't know before that something would go wrong. Oh, come on here. That's why he sent you. He knew that things would go wrong. Don't you understand? Oh. No, you know, some people see us like this. They think that, oh, Pastor Chris, you know, God just put them just like that. That's not how we got here. Brother, it's been a lot of stuff. Yeah. But we kept on chewing them as bread. Glory to God. And filling our lives with testimonies. Are you hearing me? Okay, so let's read to you from verse 1. Chapter 14, book of Joshua. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. Interested. They are distributing lands with giants. Okay. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. You remember why. For children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. You see that? He was not paying lip service when he said, let us go. He said, I brought him word as it was in my heart. Faith is from the heart. All right? Hallelujah. Nevertheless, verse 8, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. How old is he now? Okay. Even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Aye, 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 aye. This man's 85 years old. And he says, I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago. No, we are not yet 60 and we're going like this. And everybody's asking us, what's the matter? We say, you know, I'm 60 now. I'm almost 60. I'm almost 60. You're not yet 60. That's 85 years old. He says, I'm as strong today as I was 40 years ago. Even some of you ladies, you're only 42, and you already look like your husband's mother. And you're following him to church like you are his mother. And he says, why can't you just say, I'm not a small girl anymore. I'm not a small girl. Oh, you're now building a large tummy. And your husband says, this thing has to go down. Say, I'm not a small girl anymore now. He says, 40 years ago. Are you still there? Ah, no. I know I don't tell anybody. All right. Oh, look at verse 12. I like it. Verse 12. Read verse 12. Somebody read verse 12. One, two, go. Give me this mountain. He says, you heard how that the Anakims were there, the sons of Anak, the giants, they're there. The cities are fenced with high walls. He says, but if the Lord be with me, I shall drive them out. Oh, glory to God. The Anakims were there. He didn't say one Anak was there. The Anakims were there. He didn't say, and we shall drive. He said, I shall drive them out. This is a voice of faith. I shall drive them out. If the Lord be with me, he said, I shall drive them out. He says, give me this mountain. The mountain with the high fences and the giants. Give me this mountain. Another person is looking at this. I don't want the one that has mountains. Give me the free one. It's like Lot. Abraham said, look around. Which one do you want? The Bible says Lot looked and saw that side that was green. He said, I want that green side. Abraham said, take it. And gave the dry land to Abraham. But what happened after? A man of God that works in blessing. It doesn't matter what you give him. Are you still there?
Yes.
Say this, I live in blessing. I'm blessing conscious.
I'm blessing conscious.
I have come.
I have arrived.
In the place of blessing.
In the place of blessing.
I have come. Into the land of blessing.
Into the land of blessing.
I have arrived.
Into my inheritance.
I'm not on my way. I have come. Oh yeah, brother. Sister, yeah. You come, you arrive. You know the mentality of a lot of Christians? They are trying to get the promise. They are trying to. They are asking for a breakthrough. Oh God, I need a breakthrough. They are breaking through into where? You know, there are some of us who don't need a breakthrough. We dwell in the blessing. We live there. We live in the blessing. I don't need a breakthrough. I've never needed a breakthrough. Breakthrough to where? From where to where? When I function from the throne room. Breakthrough to where? Looking for something? How could I? So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Didn't you hear? Did he say he leads me to green pastures? He makes me lie down in green pastures.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah! If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you! Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Loveld Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bew Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 6830-12364 or 6506-694-80 or send an email to radio transmissions@level360.com.